Today's Amud for Chazara is Beit Olamin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavtes Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, if a person wants to transport wine on Yom Tif, so you can't transport it inside of a basket or inside of a box, because it's ovdin nechol. Rather, you have to do it with a shinoi, of a maybe hu al kaseifei al lefanav. You can bring it or carry it over your shoulder or in front of you. That it's obvious that you're not doing it for any sort of commercial purpose, and that's going to be mutter. V'chein ha-meilech ha-sateven, a person who's transporting straw, so le-yafshul ha-sakupa la-chayrav, so you can't put it into a box and throw it behind your back, that also it looks like you're doing it, you're moving it for commercial purposes, av-ha-meviyahu b'yadoi, but you can carry it inside of your hand. And now that the Mishnah mentioned carrying straw, so says the Mishnah, u'maschilin ba'reim ha-sateven, that if you have a new pile of straw which you didn't designate to be used for Yom Tif, still you're allowed to start using that on Yom Tif, even though it wasn't designated, seemingly like Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa. But you can't start opening up a new box of wood. You can't go to your storage containers in your backyard and start taking wood from there on Yom Tif because it wasn't designated to be used. So that seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muksa. We'll see in the Gemara how to deal with this, with the seifa of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that in Mi'afsha L'shanis Mutter, even though the Mishnah gave different ways of you doing a Shinoi, if a person can't do the Shinoi, so then you could carry the wine, you could carry the Tevan, even without making the Shinoi. And says the Gemara, that ask in Rava ben Mechuza, that Rava established in Mechuza, the Daru B'duchaka L'dru B'ragla, that when you carry something on Yom Tov, you should do it with the Shinoi. So if you would normally carry something on your shoulders, so now on Yom Tov, you should carry it using a pitchfork. Didaru berigla, lidru ba'agra, if you normally carry something with a pitchfork, so now carry it with the agra system using two poles. Didaru ba'agra, lidru ba'achpa, if you normally carry it with the agra system, use one pole, do the achpa system. Didaru ba'achpa, nifra sudari ilave, if you normally carry something with the achpa system, so then the shinui to do is just to spread a handkerchief over what you're carrying. And this Rashi says that all the other shinuyim were ways to make it easier. This shinui doesn't necessarily make it easier, but it's just different. And it doesn't make it harder, because you're just putting a handkerchief on top, it doesn't really make it any heavier. So being that it's a shinui, and it doesn't make it harder, so that's a valid type of shinui. V'imloi efsher, says Rava, that if it's not possible to do any of these different shinuyim, so then shari, you could carry it even without a shinui. D'amar mari mi efsher l'shanei smuter, like we had before, that if you can't do it with the shinui, so you could do it even without a shinui. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Chanan bar Rava asked Rav Ashi that Amar Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, "Kama de'afshel shanuyim mishaninon." That we try to do as much of a shinoi as we can. B'yoyim atava, when you're doing things in Yom Tov, it shouldn't be weekday-like. It shouldn't be ovdin dechol. Now his question was, is Vahani Nashi, but we know that we see the women, the Kamalian Chatzbayu Maya Byoimatava, they fill up their buckets with water on Yom Tif, Vulaikamishanian, and they don't do any sort of shinoi. Vulayaminin Luhu Vulaimidi. And nobody says anything to them. Nobody makes a macha that they have to be doing a shinoi, that they're doing something wrong. So Amar Lei, so he explained to him, Mishem Dolei Efsher, because there's no possible shinoi to make. Hechi Levit, what type of shinoi should they say to do? Demali Bechatz Barabo, Demali Bechatz Tezuta, that someone who carries normally in a large bucket, they should now use a small bucket, but that's going to cause extra tircha, because Kamafsha Behilucha, now she's going to have to take extra trips to the well to get the water, so therefore you're making her Bitareach more, so we don't want to do a shinoi that's going to cause more tircha. So what will you tell me? Demali Bechatz Bezuta. So now one who normally carries in a small bucket should carry in a large bucket. This way she makes less trips. It will make the tircha less. Yeah, but kamafshi b'masoi. But now you're making it that each trip is heavier, and therefore it's extra tircha in that way. Well, so what will you tell me? To just put a lid on top of the bucket, and like that, that's a shinoi that you could do that doesn't really add much weight, just putting a small lid on top. And that would be the shinoi that we could say to do. Well, that's not good either, because that could create other issues. Sometimes it might fall, and she'll come to carry it for no good reason. It doesn't really need this covering. So she'll come to carry the top of the bucket, and so therefore that's not a good eitzah, that causes this problem. So tikturei, you'll tell me that on Erev Yom Tov, tie the top of the bucket to the bucket in a way that I guess that you could open it and close it, but it should be tied on top so that it doesn't fall off. Well, zimnin demafsik v'asilimikturei. Sometimes it might get untied on Yom Tov and she'll come to tie it. So that also has its issues that it comes with. So what will you tell me? Tefrei sudari ilave. So just put a handkerchief on top. Well, that's not good either, because zimnin demitmish b'maya v'asilidei schitam. sometimes it might fall into the bucket of water. It might fall into the water. It will become soaked. And she might come to wring it out, to squeeze out the water. And that's an Isra of Shechita. So Hilkach Layafshar, so therefore there's no good Shinoi to do. That's why the women, that's why they carry these buckets without doing any sort of Shinoi. Amrele Rava Bar Rav Chanan La Abaye, Rava Bar Rav Chanan said to Abaye, Tanam, we're going to have in the Mishnah later, Alamed Vavam Abayz, that Eim Etapchen, Veim Esapkin, Veim Erakten. There's different things a person is not allowed to do on Yom Tif, like clap, different musical things. Clapping, or Mesapkin is clapping against your thigh, Merakten is dancing on the floor. So you're not allowed to do these things on Yom Tif, because of Exer, you might come to end up fixing an instrument, if you take out an instrument and it breaks, so you might come to fix the instrument, so you can't do these different musical things on Shabbos or Yom Tif. Va'idna, and the question is nowadays, da chazina da avdinach, yivla aminu v'lo amidi. We see people doing these things, and nobody makes a macha. Why doesn't anyone make a macha? I thought you're not allowed to do these things. So Amar Lei, so Abaye said back to Rav Bar Rav Chanan, Utamech, according to you, you want people to be making machas, so let me ask you another macha that seems missing. Hada Amar Rabba, that which Rabba said, that lulei sevinish apuma delechya, that a person shouldn't sit at the edge of a mavui on Shabbos, because doma minagder, because maybe of chayfetz, maybe an object's going to roll out of the mavoi into the rishus harabim, and the person sitting at the edge won't realize, and she'll just, and he or she will just come to pick it up and bring it back into the mavoi into the rishus hayachid. Vahani nashi, that's what Rabbi said. Therefore, a person shouldn't sit at the end of the mavoi. Vahani nashi, the shakun chetzbayu, va'aslan v'yasvan apumud mivaya. But we have these women in our town. They have their buckets, and they go and they sit at the edge of the mavoi. They go to sit down and relax a little bit. Nobody says anything to them that, hey, Rabbi said you're not allowed to sit at the end of a mavui. So what's that? Nobody makes a macha. Hello, the reason is because Hanuch Lem Yisrael, Motiv Shushaygi in Value Mezidin. Sometimes they're doing something that's wrong. It's 100% right. What they're doing is wrong. But sometimes it's just not worth it to say anything. If you know that they're just not going to listen to you anyways, so better that they don't know the halacha and they remain a shaygig, then you should tell them the halacha and then they're going to do it b'mezid. If anyways you know, the Rosh says it's only negeah in the case where you know they're not going to listen. If you know that they're not going to listen, so why make them into a mezid? Keep them as a shaygig and don't make them into a mezid. So Achanami here too with regards to the clapping and the dancing, Hanuch Lam Yisrael, let them be Mutav Shiyu Shoigig in Value Mezidin. If anyways you know they're not going to listen, so better they remain a Shoigig without knowing the Halacha than to teach them the Halacha and then they do it B'mezid. Now, says the Gemara, V'hanimili B'drabanan, this is only true that we applied and we say not to make a Macha and be better to be a Shoigig and not a Mezid. That's only true by a D'rabanan of a B'daraisa Loi, not when it comes to an Issa D'raisa. However, says the Gemara V'loihid, even that it's not true. Even by a D'raisa, Loishna B'daraisa V'loishna B'drabanan, meaning even by a D'raisa, we say not to make a Macha if you know they're not going to listen. And what's the raya? The Tosefus Yom Kippurim Daraisu, the fact that a person has to add on Michal Alakodesh, to add on to Yom Kippur, and to stop eating before nightfall of Yom Kippur, that's a Chiv Daraisa. V'achli v'shasu ad shechashecha. Yeah, we find people, they eat and they drink mamish up until nightfall. V'loy amina v'loy midi, and people don't make a macha. Now that's a Chiv Daraisa to be Maisef Michal Alakodesh. And people don't make a macha. You see, even by the Daraisa, we apply the concept of Mutav Shushaygi in Value Mezidim. The Mishnah said, "Umaschilin barimas ateven," that you could start, you could open up the new straw that wasn't designated to be used. So, Rav Kahana, "Zayse meres maschilin ba'itzer tchila." You see, from here, you could go to a storage container and you could start taking something from there on Yom Tif, even though it wasn't prepared to be used. You had it in storage; you weren't thinking about using it, and still, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tif. So, Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Reb Shimoni, the last lay muksa. The Tana seems to be Reb Shimon, who does not hold of muksa. Well, ask the Gemara, Ima Seifa. How can you tell me it's Rav Shimon? Look at this end of the Mishnah. It says, of a loy be'itzim sheva muksa. You can't take the wood out of the storage container. So that's us and the Rav Yehuda. So that's like Rav Yehuda, the Islay muksa, who holds a muksa. So stir me neube. So says the Gemara, no. That which it says you can't take wood, hacha ba'arzi v'ashuch yaskinan. That's because it's talking about very expensive wood. Very expensive cedar wood, which was made for, to be used for building. And you wouldn't use it ever for any other purpose. So being that you wouldn't use it for anything else other than building, and building is asur on Yom Tif, the muksa machmas chisarin kis. So that's muksa machmas chisarin kis. It's something that's expensive, so therefore you would never use it. That's a very high level of muksa. But filu Reb Shimon maida that that's muksa. Even Reb Shimon agrees that that's muksa. So the tan is Reb Shimon. You could start, you could open up the new straw, but you can't take out the wood because that's very expensive, and even Reb Shimon agrees that that is muksa. So I have this Shakla Vatario, a little bit of a different version, and they have it on the Seifa of the Mishnah, the very last words of the Mishnah, where it says of a light ve'itzim sheba muksa. Now you can't go to your storage closet and take out the wood, being that it wasn't designated to be used on Yom Tov. So I'm Rav Kahana, they say meres ein maschilim ba'itzer tchila. You see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, you can't go to a storage place and take out something which wasn't designated to be used. So says the Gemara, money, so says Rav Kahana, so money, Rabbi Yehudahi, muksa. So you see that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda who holds a muksa. But then Ema Reisha, look at the beginning of the end of the Mishnah, where it says, Maschilin Baremes Ateven, that you could go and use the new straw on Yom Tov. So that's Asan Reb Shimon. That seems to be like Reb Shimon. It wasn't designated, and still the Mishnah says it's Mutter. So that sounds like Reb Shimon, the Lesse Muksa. So says the Gemara, no, really it's Rabbi Yehuda. So how are you allowed to open up the new straw? Hasan Betav Nesaryo, it's because we're talking about rotten straw, that the only thing you're going to be using it for is for firewood. And therefore, it's already pre-designated automatically before Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, why is that pre-designated? Tavnasaria, a chazi latina. You can make it into cement, which is aser to be used. You can't make cement or build on Yom Tov. So it is muksa, unless you designate it to be used for firewood. So how are you allowed to use it on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Gemara, no, there is bekaitzim. It has thorns in it, so you can never make it into cement. When you make cement, you have to knead it. And being that you can't knead it, you can't start putting your hands in it and mixing it all around if it has thorns in it. So therefore, the only use that this has is firewood, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's automatically designated even without your specific designation, and that's why the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and yet still the Tana holds that you're allowed to open up the new straw on Yom Tov. It's because we're talking about this spoiled straw that has thorns, and that you would only use it for firewood.